Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dabblers. I'm your host, Quentin, and though I am without the Shogun on this episode 3 of season 3, I am not alone. I got a pair of special guests.
Let me do this intro of y'all properly. Ladies and gentlemen, today on the Dabblers, I have with me two halves of the same being, but in two separate human bodies. A pair of poets, a pair of painters, a pair of writers, a pair of podcasters, authors, presenters, performers, and surely future icons, right? I have Yomoria with me.
How? That was like the best intro ever.
Thank you. I'm bowing. You can't see it, but I'm bowing. All right. So, when I thought of places to start, I think the most obvious one was the genesis of the name Yomoria. So when I did my research, I learned that the god Yomoria was like a monster slayer and also like a lawbringer at the same time, which is crazy. And I never knew that Canadians had gods, but this is apparently a Canadian god. So that was interesting to me. How did you guys come across the name? Why did you pick it?
It was such a long journey picking a name. I think we were trying to pick something that is not twin related firstly, but somehow makes it clear that we're conjoined, and also makes it clear what it is that we plan to do as a brand, right? So we went on the internet and started searching like folk tales or like popular folk tales or like important folk tales, and we came across the Native American culture, which is something that we absolutely love. We love their clothing. We love their look, their aesthetics. So we're like, yep, Native American it is. So we went into the digging of the Native American culture. And one of the stories that they tell is the story of Yamoria.
Yeah, yeah.
And Yamoria, the first thing about Yamoria is that Yamoria is a twin. So we took that. And Yamoria is a lawmaker. He uses his words to change his realities. You know, he slays his demons through words. And that's exactly what we do. You know, we want to be lawmakers with our words. We want to slay our demons with words. We want to create our own reality and build with words. And I think that's what we're accomplishing. So that's who Yamoria is, the guy and us, I guess.
Surely. I mean, when you mention Native American culture, I personally see it in the way you dress. It's very there's a touch of that in there, which is really cool to see. But yeah.
Thank you for noticing. Oh my goodness.
So obviously the name came after. Before that, I think there was CSP, and before that there was there's the question of how you started poetry. How'd you get into that? What got you to think, you know, start writing?
So we've always low-key been writers, but it was never going to be anything. Like, we were never going to be authors. We were never going to be poets. We were probably going to, like, exactly. We were probably going to end up in, like, some office job.
I find it hard to see that.
Oh, come on. I'd look good in a suit, sir.
Yeah, but like to conform every day, I don't see you being that person.
Yeah, no. I'd rather chew glass. Anyway, it was a random Saturday or Sunday, yes. And we didn't know how to negotiate it. So we went on the internet, Rashabako Joburg Theatre, like what to do. And then we saw CSP Poetry Games. So anyway, we're like, all right, let's go. We
rock like a coin flip type of situation. Yeah, like, yeah. You know, what are we doing today? Let's flip a coin.
Yeah, yeah.
I love coin flips.
We rock up to CSP. And these games are happening, and gosh, the poets are making like impromptu magic on the spot. And Mfuma and I are like so taken. And Lisano Nomasina drags us aside and he's like, ladies, we have auditions, come through. Anyway, we're not going to talk about those auditions because it was But somehow we made it in, and then the love story began, man. We just fell in love and rolled with it.
Yeah.
I'll get that first edition story someday. I'll get it somehow. I'll find a way. All right. And then after obviously you got into CSP. I think personally I only got to see you perform once because life can be like that sometimes. But how's the experience overall? And I mean, it launched a lot of things for you. How's that CSP experience? And also, I'm not the biggest fan of the judging system. It hurts so much just watching all these comments. But anyway, how was your experience?
Oh gosh, CSP was like, I think the most brilliant thing about CSP is the amount of pressure that it puts on you as a writer. I think a lot of times as writers, we become complacent, we become lazy, and we start writing simply for ourselves. And we forget that putting our work out there, and we forget that building a brand and building yourself as an artist is important as well. So with that, I think CSP, because monthly you have to get on stage, because monthly you have to be part of a competition, that kind of forces you to remind yourself that, hey, there's work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the most brilliant thing about the program as a whole. Mm-hmm. And also just being around different creatives weekly, you know, having workshops and actually engaging with creatives on an artistic level is such a brilliant space to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. That's brilliant. You mentioned like the whole having to constantly write weekly or daily or something like that. Just have that constant writing train going. What were either of your influences individually or together, if that's a thing that happened?
Dreams play a big part of the things we write.
Yeah.
So you'll find one of us waking up at like fucking 2 a.m. with a poem idea that is haunting you and won't allow you to sleep, and you type that down. In the morning, we kind of spit the nonsense that came from last night's stream at each other and, you know, let that idea grow. So I think with influences, a lot of it comes from dreams, and I think those dreams automatically then come from the experience of being a Black woman and living in a Black woman's body.
Yeah, and something else you just can't even buy is conversations and times with other human beings, man. Human beings are so beautiful and complex and
peculiar.
Yeah, and it's beautiful to just hear them speak and learn from them and then write a poem about it. So, yeah.
I think it's a lot of borrowing, and at the same time, it's a lot of experience in a Black woman's body that no one can tell better but a Black woman in a Black woman's body.
That's beautiful. And I just noticed that the Native American culture is still seeping in there with the dreams, because you know, one thing I know about them is like they also believe, you know, a lot in dreams, which is
I'm
great.
Sure you're also bothered by dreams. Writers are bothered by dreams. They find
always,
you.
always like the worst ones and the most vivid. I'm like, why can I forget this thing? And then you end up just writing it down.
Yes. It's important to write down your dreams. It should be something we all make a habit out of.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to just go back to them and be like, wow, did I really dream that? Okay, cool.
Yeah. Am I this messed up?
Exactly. All right. So I remember a time when y'all told me you're going to be on Daily Theater. And and for me, that feels like it was the start of that SABC stint that you had, where you did various things for them. How did that come about? The first interaction, and how was, I guess, the overall experience? I mean, it was OTV and X Frontiers, I think.
X Frontiers was not poetry. The other two we were called in, you know, because of the art that we do. But with X Frontiers, a woman who was a judge, Uziposake Hlobo, she was a judge at one of our poetry slams, and she saw us and she's like, I like your energy, I like your faces.
I see more.
So she called us for some like presenting. We were never took off. The project never took off. But we were gonna just do some content with her, and it actually would have been fun. But and then X Frontiers came from that, because she kind of had someone in X Frontiers and we were kind of on the side, and then the marriage just happened.
I think if you look at a lot of Yamoria's career, a lot of things were just proper accidents.
Right place, right time.
So like with your Daily Tetas and with the people we worked with at SAB, it was literally just a phone call from a random gent one day, and we answered the phone and he's like, hey, I'm Tepo from SAP. Hey, it was a Tepo, so maybe Tepo, you know, it's a thing.
The connection.
It was a Tepo, you know, who called, and a lot of things. X-Frontiers was kind of like, hey, ladies, you know, our project didn't take off. But anyway, SAPC3 is calling. So I think a lot of projects just come from proper thin air.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. It's been a cool. I mean, some of the things that I asked just now, I didn't know until I researched, and yeah.
Are you
and then,
joking us, sir? Do we need to?
I have. No, you shouldn't be worried. But like, I have. But moving on. And then, you know, tracking, I'm trying to go chronologically with your career. And the coolest thing to date that I remember you guys doing is the trailer for that video, the live action trailer for the video game Far Cry New Dawn.
That is a proper piece of my heart.
All right. So for me, that is the coolest thing that I've seen. But before I ask you how that came about, did you both know that, like, if you Google Far Cry New Dawn and you go into the fandom wiki page, both mm-hmm. your faces, respectively, are the live action representations of Mickey and Lou?
Bro, we haven't seen that. Nobody told me about that.
Yeah. So the photo of your face is technically a worldwide, because whenever someone searches Far Cry New Dawn and they want to know more about the game and they're scrolling down that page, they will see your faces side by side with the characters you played in the trailer.
Amazing. We did not. Thank you for the gems, Tepo. Yeah.
I'll send you all the links so you can see yourselves.
All right.
So yeah, so that's cool, and I'm a PlayStation guy. So for me, that was cool.
Don't we know that already? Don't we know it? How many hours?
Are your fingers okay?
Oh no, they're stronger than ever. They're wonderful. So how did that come about? Like, I mean, that's an experience on its own. Another accident, of course.
Yeah, man. Like, we got called. We were at a cash converters. And this man behind the desk at a cash converters, we were broke at the time.
Sure.
And we were trying to sell a tablet with cash converters. And while we're there, the guy behind the counter says, my goodness, you know, you guys are absolutely beautiful. And there's this agency that I know would just love to hear from you guys. You know, here's their contact. Make sure you search them. You know, make sure you talk to them. Okay, let's shoot a shot. And we contact the agent. And after contacting the agent, I think like 2 weeks later, we get this call and they're like, hey, Ubisoft is looking for avatars. We're like, get the fuck out of here.
And then a friend of ours, and it's funny because a lot of this came through like a lot of channels, because a friend of ours, Dominique, had also hit us up about this. Like, look, they're looking for twins. I see you guys, video game, blah, blah, blah. And some woman hits us up on the Facebook. And there's just like all these like random people diving.
I think it was three different people. So our friend Dominique hit us up on the WhatsApp. Some random lady hit us up on Facebook and said, I've seen you guys a million times. This is you. And then it's the gent at Cash Converters. And we're like, surely there's something here. And then boom, they're flying our asses out to Cape Town and we're like, okay.
Oh my gosh, if I tell you at the audition, right? We were doing a lame job at the audition, right? We were tired. We'd been awake in the sun for hours. And the guy looks at us there for the auditioning and he's like, ladies, this gig is yours. But you're playing gay.
He said, you're fucking around.
Straight up.
Yes. And yeah, we just went and we did our thing. And yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, I think that just threw us in the deep end of learning things, learning how to shoot a gun, learning how to ride a quad bike, learning how to be a wildest bitch in, you know, fucking avatar boots was amazing.
Gosh, that's incredible. Like, I remember seeing that. I'm not sure if I saw it on random or not, but I remember seeing that. And I was like, what? This is insane. So yeah, for me, until I make a thing that I put the both of you in, that's for now, that's the coolest thing you've done.
The juju counting.
We'll be waiting.
We're now, I think, at the Queen's Fortress, which is a really cool space that you have there. to showcase up and coming talents of different, you know, fields in the art world, right? How did you both come to the decision of like, okay, cool, so we've done all this stuff now. How about we have our own thing?
An accident. I don't know what else to tell you, but PQM was another thing.
I don't know if you remember Pick Me Up Poetry. They used to be in Marvel.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yes. And the owner or the founder of Pick Me Up saw us performing and he's like, I don't know. I like your faces. I like your voices. Like, I want to put you on this thing that I'm starting, which initially was Pick Me Up Radio. Mm-hmm. So we started like kicking it with them in the studio, doing a couple of things. That didn't work out. And we were like, shit, like, let's start. Like, let's have our own baby. Like, why keep like doing this foster care for other people? So like, we had a baby.
Yeah, it was like a proper accident and it just grew from Pick Me Up Radio. You know, the partnership ended and Yamoria continued to stay, you know, on the podcast thing, and then it went visual at some point. It was like, you know, it's just all just a bunch of accidents. But like, yeah, it started as Pick Me Up Radio and now it's the Prince Fortress.
That's beautiful. And I think the lead up to it becoming the Queen's Fortress, you were doing a lot of really cool things on YouTube. You're inviting people to like to recite stuff. You were doing the sunset is it the sunset sessions? I'm not sure what the name
Yamori, was. Yamoria Sunset. Yeah.
Yes, the Yamoria Sunset. And then the Queen's Fortress came around and you had all these amazing guests on there. And then COVID hit, and like during that time, so during that time, mental health became like a really important thing for people cooped up. Then you started doing sobriety Sundays. I mean, obviously, you had a lot of time on your hands, but why sobriety Sundays? Why that specific theme at the start? I mean, now it's different, but back then.
Yo, like, I think during 2020, anxiety and boredom
with making a baby the day.
Decided to have us by a chokehold. So, meditating has always been a big part of who we are and a big part of our mental health. And I think we realized that a lot of our friends were also going into very dark spaces. And we're like, hey, why don't we share the little bit of light that we do still have right now? You know, we are in a bit of a chokehold with anxiety, but hey, there is a bit of light that we have. Let's share it. So we decided to just put up our crankest phone at the time. What was it? A Huawei something, and the camera was horrible. But we decided to put that up on a ring light one day and start shooting, you know, and just share our methods of meditation. And in sharing our methods of meditation, we had people DMing us and sharing their methods of meditation. And with that, we started doing our research and it just started growing into this whole thing that reminds us to get back to ourselves. And we're like, why let go of something so beautiful? You know what I'm saying? Let's bring this baby back.
Yeah, so, hey, we're losing you.
No, I said that's incredible. That was incredible. Listening to that, but yeah. you were gonna say?
Yeah, I was just like gonna say the name. Just it came about from us thinking, okay, firstly with the, because initially it was 21 days of sobriety because it was the ban on the alcohol, right? And everyone was like, mission panicking about that. But then when we brought it back this year and decided to name it Sobriety Sundays. We decided to be like sober of mind, you know, it's not really about substance, it's not really about, and it's about the space you put yourself in and making yourself a sober and safe space, you know. It's about the purity of the home you give to yourself, which is essentially your mind, right? So it's about keeping that sober and purified. Sundays, because why not Sundays? Sundays
are
for good loving. Sundays
are
for good food. Listen.
Yeah. that's beautiful. It's like creating a roadmap to like staying sane.
You know? Yeah. I love that. Oh, I love that so much. I'm checking that right now.
Checking it. All right. And then I think the most recent thing, and also another cool thing, obviously, is the Converse collab. Which came with with stuff like billboards. I remember passing the billboard many times. I'm like, every time I pass, like, crazy. So like, how I mean, what was that experience?
Such a beautiful freaking experience, and it also opens up your mind, because most times we're stuck in this, I don't want to call it, we're stuck in our own poetry industry, you know, and you're so consumed by those things. But like, there's a bigger world out there that has cash bags and money bags just sitting for us, you know, and to just see that firsthand, to see that, like, no, like, we deserve this shit with these production crews and all these directors.
You know, and to be asked if we need water.
Yeah.
We deserve that.
I think the beauty of Congress was also the accident of it. So, you know, you always put out your word and you're not sure if it actually reaches anyone. Mm. And we get this phone call from an accident that one of the people who are linked to this Congress ad thing knows us. And Converse was looking for people at the time, and this person's like, look no further, I know these poets. And literally, boom, we get this phone call, like, hey, and we're like, get the fuck out.
From the Sunset series, I don't know if you remember, with the first ad we did with them, there's like this silhouetted thing of us. They checked from our Sunset series. They like, we kind of wanted to incorporate that in here. And then the vernac, because we add a bit of vernac in our poetry, they gave us the phone to edit and add some vernac. And it's like, man, keep making work and keep putting it out there.
Such a reminder that you need to put your head down and put the work out
there. Stop looking at, oh, I'm only getting 30 views. Yeah, those 30 views, there's a right person viewing it somewhere.
And I mean, you know, for poetry to not be the sister or the cousin of whatever is being done. You know how we always say on TQF that poetry is always the third limb of things. It's always the poetry corner or the poetry hour. For poetry to be the event and for poets to be
who
people are there for, that is such a brilliant feeling. And it feels like the industry is then being propelled in the direction that we're fighting for it to propel.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the past number of years have, there's been a few leaps forward main event, right? Then and the Converse thing was also was another huge leap, because a lot of people that know you were like, man, I know those people, that's pretty cool. And then
people are like, you lied.
You're telling a story.
Yeah, my mother tells the story of how she was Komaponya Mall, she was doing her shopping. And she goes into the bathroom, and when she comes out, she notices that our face is like plastered around the mirrors, right? And as she's washing her hands, she's like, oh God, these are my kids. And she's like, there's two other ladies in the bathroom, and they're just looking at her like, ma'am, you lying. No. Like, this old lady.
Come on. She should have pulled out.
I could have been there to save my mother in that moment.
Exactly. Just appear. Never figured. Oh, geez. No. But then I think that's a really cool thing, because now you carry a bit of that star power, and then you can also carry like the poetry name into space.
Oh, we will take those tutus.
Ordinarily wouldn't, you know? Yeah, so now to round this off, I gotta ask.
You leaving us already?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes, I'm leaving out already. You've done so much. There's a lot you're still doing. I'm always amazed whenever I talk to Fumani and she's like, I'm doing this. I'm writing script or I'm recording that. She's always working, but I'm like, okay, that's cool. So, what are the really what things are on your bucket list that you can divulge that you want to do in the future without like any time frame being put on it?
So, my goodness,
Batu,
is this your round of sending us off with these type of questions?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you five. You've got five. You gotta choose five.
Five things on our bucket list. My goodness. Okay. Table. All right.
I saved the hot one for last.
You sort of like shocked me.
about it. God damn, nigga.
Number one, I think, would be to be one of the pioneers for opening the door for monetizing poetry. Mm-hmm. I don't want poetry money bags for poets to only come every once in a while. I don't want it to be a big achievement. Mm-hmm. I want poets to have endorsements. I want poets to have, you know, collaborations with brands and to be the faces of brands. So if I could feel like my foot was one of the feet that were walking towards that, that's a goal. Number two, the Queen's Fortress will be a global podcast, the global number one podcast, and poets will have a home to share their work and share their stories and share their journeys and come and read their books and celebrate themselves on our show. So don't say we didn't tell you that it's going to be global.
Yes.
That is what's up. Number three. Oh my goodness, Table. Are we really doing five?
Okay, let's say three then. Give me three. Okay. Give me a third.
A third one. You're trying to get us, you know, to put pressure on ourselves. Oh, Yamoria's gonna have a wine.
Yes.
Yes. That's number three. Yamoria.
You drink so much of wine. You might as well have it.
We will definitely be in collaboration with some kind of alcohol brand one day, and I'm putting this in the universe, and we will definitely have a wine that will be the most
promised thing.
And please know there will be no white variation of the wine.
It'll be red wine only.
Oh, and Yamoria is definitely going to have a school. We're going to run workshops. We're going to run writing.
Yes.
We're definitely going to have a school called
an academy.
Yamoria, an academy where we put
the Yamoria academy.
Yes. We're going to have, you know, children, adults, anyone who wants to fulfill themselves and express themselves and write. And we're going to put on shows, and it's going to be a brilliant thing. We're definitely going to be running workshops. The workshops are actually going to start this year.
Yes.
We're going to be running one-on-one and class workshops in our own personal space. And that's the beginning of the academy. Yes.
I am behind that. I'd like to come in as like a teacher. I'll teach them.
As long as you don't come in with these questions, it's fine. Questions at the door.
I'll put them aside for a while. But no. It's been I've wanted this one for a while, so I'm really glad to have had you here. And obviously we're gonna do this again at some point, and I'm gonna do a proper deep dive.
Yeah, we'll come and talk to you. Man, my heart is so full. And the questions that you asked really brought us back to ourselves and reminded us of where we come from and where the fuck we're going. So this was a very good, like, you know, shake up. Thank you for this. This was a beautiful interview, honestly.
Mr. Dablis.
Yes, sir. And with that, I got to sign off.
Dablis, because we're throwing this back at you. What is the goal of the Dablis?
The goal. The goal.
What are we here?
The goal of the Dablis is just like to explore all these art worlds, you know, just to go in there. And I mean, sometimes we do stuff about film, and then sometimes we do stuff about writing. I remember I had an engineer who was telling me all about future tech and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's just exploring different things about the world. And sometimes we talk a lot of nonsense. Sometimes we talk a lot of nonsense about what's going on in the world or whatever. And I mean, the reason we chose...
Can I suggest something? A Yamoria takeover.
A Yamoria takeover.
Absolutely. Mm. We need to grow you on your own show.
All right. You'll come on and we'll have shenanigans. So what is the question you said was, what am I manifesting for it?
Yes.
I've always had this idea in my head of creating an anthology show and calling calling it Dabbler Tales, right? So we tell all these different stories from different genres, right? That's the big it for me in terms of the name Dabblers. And of course, the publishing side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we look forward to buying a ticket or whatever needs to be bought to get there.
Everything. All of it.
Yes. Good juju. Good jujus.
Good vibes only. All right. Let me sign these people off, then I'll Oh, right. Before we go, please tell the people where they can find you. Instagram.
We are Yamoria on Facebook. We are Yamoria _ on Instagram and Twitter. We are Yamoria, She Yamoria on YouTube. And our podcast is The Queen's Fortress on both Twitter and Instagram.
All right. You heard it there. And like I listed before, all their various accolades and stuff that they have, and still going to get amazing guests, incredible women. Ladies and gentlemen, Yamoria.
Oh, it's the dad.
All right, guys. Bye. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.